Longcroft Lane. We were never allowed to use roller skates. My dad would not allow us to, especially on the footpath on the pavement. So it was spinning tops with a whip, and it was roll a wheel down the road, have races. It was rounders in the middle of the road because the traffic in those days was non-existent. That was about it, really. Kiss chase now and again, which I always managed to get caught. I used to spend a lot of time on handside playing fields with a football. I then joined Mackie's Boys Club. I joined Mackie's Boys Club because I was always big for my age, and I was had the makings of a good boxer. But to join the boys' club, you had to join St. Francis Church. So I then became a choir boy, and I led the choir for some time, just to get into Mackie's Boys' Club. I broke a thumb at Mackie's Boys' Club.
Yes.
That's finished my boxing. But we had Monday nights at St. Francis Hall with the boxing, and Friday nights at the Handside School Hall with our PE training. And the town was very, very pleased to have somebody like McNess run a club with that service discipline that he instilled on all of us. We were probably 80 strong. We had a camp every year, a boys' club camp, and all the parents that could come came.
Where was that?
Oh, we went to Bognor, Pagham Beach, Bognor. And for many years we went to California, up near Caister in Norfolk.
Right.
And we loved the camps. It was run army style. You dug a hole when you first got there. It was a wet sump to put all the kitchen waste in, which we then buried when we left the site.
Yes.
It's all discipline.
Yes.
You took your turn to be on duty in the kitchen. Big bell tents were erected the week before we went by an advance party. And it was eight to the pole, eight to a tent, feet to the pole.
Yes.
Roll up the brailing every morning for a kit inspection, laid your bed out, folded your blankets. It's all run army style, discipline instilled in all of us. And then from Mackie's, I joined Pertry Boys Club, where all my mates were now going, because as we got older. And from Pertry Boys, it developed into the Pertry Old Boys. Obviously, older members of the Boys Club formed a football section. And Pertry Boys Club had 12 teams every week. And we used to walk down Mill Green Road for our games on King George V, which was then Hatfield High Planfields. And every Saturday afternoon, about 2 o'clock, you'd see a gang of footballers, all wearing different coloured shirts, socks, shorts, all with different sorts of boots on, walking down Mill Green Road.
Yes.
People knew where we were going to play our matches. We were in the Mid Hearts leagues in those days.
Yes.
Even in later years, I used to go to the pictures twice a week, saw all the big American stars. Well, we used to queue up if we weren't old enough to go in and see an A-rated film. Will you take me in, please, mister? We used to queue up, line up and get taken in. Saturday morning hop, we used to go in there with all the school kids and see our Western hero with the white horse. The villain always had a black horse. That's the memory. I saw all the big American musical films, Doris Day, Gordon McRae, all the old names. Westerns, I love westerns. So I spent many hours up the woods climbing one particular tree. We got to the top of that and it was probably 200 foot up. A fir tree, which is straight up, branches. Get to the top and we used to sit in a fork at the top and the tree would be swaying. And we could see Jack Oldin's on the Tesco's corner. That was a Jack Oldin's tractor manufacturer. We could see the Jack Oldin's factory sign from the top of that tree. Brookman's Park aerial, we could see that.
Yeah.
That tree is still there.